I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble preview show sponsored by Bet365. All we've had some lovely Premier League midweek action, and my name is Marcus Speller. Jim Campbell's here.
Hello.
And Pete Donaldson. Show up. Welcome, everybody. It was, wasn't it? A lovely little bit of Premier League and Football League extra.
Love it.
Midweek.
I thought you were going to talk about my knitwear. That's why I'm too
you've
hot.
You've made the mistake of wearing a jumper without a t-shirt underneath, haven't you?
Yeah.
I did this recently, and I was just had the option of be topless in public or be too hot.
It's not right. It's freezing outside, a bit of snow, beautiful winter's day. The sky's an alloy of white, fluffy cloud and blue sky. But you get down in the tube and it's blummin' too hot.
Yeah, tricked by the weather again, eh, mate? Unbelievable.
One day I'll get my one over him.
One over him?
One over him.
Smashing up your fridge, releasing all that carbon dioxide or whatever's in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Scientists don't get in touch.
There's no snow, but I hear that there was a little bit in the air earlier.
Right.
So just a weather update.
Okay, thanks.
That's what we're doing now. This is what we've plunged to.
The time is midday. And don't go outside because you'll get wet. But if there's one thing we've learned from this week's football action, or midweek football action, from Charlton to QPR to Manchester City, specifically QPR, though, is don't leave early.
No, don't leave
early.
If
you don't have to.
You don't want a tongue
stay
lashing.
Now.
You
stay.
Don't want a tongue lashing from a strange man.
Ian Holloway certainly thinks that, doesn't he?
You should have stayed. You should have stayed.
He's apologised this morning. I'm sad about that.
No, I'm not having that.
He's not wrong, is he? They missed the goal.
This was obviously after QPR scored two injury time goals against Brentford.
The lads need you.
Is that how he sounds?
I can't remember. It's kind of like, yeah, the lads need you.
It's frantic, isn't it?
Yeah.
You might have the tone
is
right.
All right. The lads need you. Stay now. Please stay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Well, you might not have missed your last bus, but you certainly missed a treat.
Yeah.
You know, he's a bit Bristolian,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah,
he's
from
out that way. Yeah, what I liked is he had a little bit of a dig at the fans who left. And then, as you say, Jim later apologised and said, look, I'm a passionate man, and so on. And then he did. It's understandable what he's saying to an extent. He perhaps expressed it the wrong way. And then he turned around to Brentford and went, well, as for their fans, singing Getting Sacked in the Morning, I don't think so.
There's a lot of Brent-like managers around at the moment, isn't there?
Is that why he's done that apology at all? Just to give himself a platform to say that?
I love that. He said in the apology that Ol Holloway that he felt sad for the QPR fans because he said, you didn't see their gloat and turn to pain. You know, they won't want
a wrestler.
Yeah. I think it's great. Hopefully one day he'll be back in the Premier League.
We can only hope.
Strange to think he ever was.
Him and Colin. Back where they belong.
Yeah. Well, Paul Jewell's assistant manager now at Oldham Athletic.
Oh. Well, all these men just sort of...
It's the most
wonderful time.
It's like a Rubik's Cube, isn't it? That's never completed, obviously. Because none of them win anything.
I mean, at least, like, you know, everyone's complaining about, as you were talking about on the continent, Marcus, about Gattuso getting the Milan job. At least he's, like, won stuff. At least he's
player.
Sexy.
Yeah, you're quite...
That's my point, yeah.
He's my crush.
He's a little bit grey now.
He will
Silver
be.
Fox.
Hair will do that.
Silver beast.
Oh, silverback gorilla.
Indeed, yes. Well, let's go to the Premier League. Amazing scenes at the Etihad. I mean, Pep Guardiola obviously disrespecting British managers by playing wonderful football with them. But it's 12
and,
Premier
and
League.
And bloody having the gall to use some of our brave boys as well.
Developing one of the one of England's best players in Raheem Sterling. Mm. But 12 Premier League wins in a row for Man City. Amazing scenes at the end.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And what I like about that is that Manchester City, they are playing superb stuff. They've had some great wins this season and so on and so forth. But a last minute winner is always, it's
always
a last
appreciate
under
it.
The floodlights. Oh, it's beautiful. But you can really see that sort of that team spirit in there and that title winning mentality, all of those, all those cliches. But just the volume and the sheer just joy that was just emanating from those players.
Guardiola celebrating as well.
Yeah.
Looking every week more like Rhythm Nation era Janet Jackson. Do you remember when he
Pep
did like that kind of bomber jacket?
Oh,
he
right.
just needs like a baseball cap with a, like chrome on the top of it. And it would just set that off beautifully.
And when you say look dress like.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, we don't. Yeah,
I mean, we can understand the difference between Janet Jackson and Pep Guardiola. Well, I think people can make that leap.
We don't know either of them.
No, good point. Good point.
And it's what's on the inside that counts.
It is.
Lest we
is that one of their songs? Is that one of our songs?
It should be.
Oh, right. Maybe that's the sort of motivational speak that Pep Guardiola gives.
Pen that one, Jim. Yeah. Make us a few quid.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Follow your dreams.
Uh-huh. Mendy was following his dreams, wasn't he?
That's brilliant.
Benjamin Mendy, cheerleader number one.
Hobbling down the touchline faster than I can run.
That was no hobble. That was a full-blown, like, his doctor's gone, what are you doing? What are you doing, Benjamin?
It's like the doctor's watching it. Not only is Mendy like hobbling down the line, that's bad enough. He's heading towards that group
that
of
rock.
The guy's attitude is brilliant. It's like he's a dog who's woken up as a man one day. Yeah. And he's got all that joy, that irrepressible joy.
I completely agree. And he's Snapchatting it live, isn't he?
Love
Raheem, and even Raheem Sterling realised in the euphoria what was going on. I had a little nod to the camera. Yeah.
Do you remember when he was being operated on? He was doing that with the medical staff.
Yeah.
He was taking pictures and just beaming.
Yeah.
What an irrepressible, brilliant bloke.
Yeah, it's great with Mendy, because when he does come back, I mean, how long that'll be, we're not sure, because it is a long-term injury. It'll be great to see him on the field, of course, and he is a very, very good player, lest we forget. Mm. But we're enjoying him off the field as well.
Absolutely.
You really need two of him, Jim, on and off the field.
That's how good City are.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Everyone's getting involved. But it was a great goal from Sterling, and he has improved so much under Guardiola.
So much.
It's been quite something. People were worried, some people, of course, were worried that Sterling may come surplus to requirements or could be slightly phased out, maybe. Arsenal obviously did that sort of funny,
cheeky
sort of thing where they were going to offload Sanchez and get Sterling, and obviously that was rebuffed straight away. But the fact is, they thought they could get him. They wouldn't do that with, say, David Silva, for example. Mm. But Sterling now is probably one of the most important players.
Absolutely.
Best performing, certainly.
Well, you'd have looked at Bernardo Silva coming in and thought maybe, you know, that's who's going to be vying for the place with Sterling. But, what's so impressive about him, we've spoken about his tenacity in recent weeks, which, you know, he's certainly upped within his game. But that's paying off in that he's getting late winners and he's winning City points.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I think there's an argument that, you know, he and probably Harry Kane and Mo Salah as well as De Bruyne is, you know, up there for the best player in the Premier League at the moment, with the numbers he's posting.
I know he had time to finish, but what a goal.
It was.
Like, the keeper had no chance. Mm. Oh, bless him.
Bless him.
Bless him.
Just love that run as well. It's a scamper, isn't it? Like a Victorian lady fleeing a mouse, as we discussed before.
I know, yeah. Well, and the goalkeeper, Fraser Forster, had a good game, actually. Mm. He kept them in it. But encouraging signs, I suppose, for... trying to chase Manchester City, because, you know, it was a late injury time winner. It wasn't a kind of 3 or 4-0 romping.
Yeah. And Southampton have been much improved of late, but, you know, City were demolishing teams at the start of the season, and that has slowed down, which can only be good news for anyone against them.
Most teams slow down and just start drawing games and losing the odd one and then pick it up later in the year, maybe after Christmas, but they're still winning games. They're just winning them very, very slightly.
Well, Guardiola said after the Huddersfield match that they essentially need to win games when the chips are down and they're grinding through the gears. And he's absolutely right. It's a long season. You can't win every game 3 or 4-0, of course. Mm. And in the Premier League, where every game is keenly contested, maybe not. It would be the same in La Liga, for example, or in the Bundesliga, no disrespect to them. But I think Guardiola sort of said that before, and other people have as well. You do need to dig it out sometimes. Mm. And they have done in their last sort of, a couple of times of late with Huddersfield and this one against Southampton. It does bode well. And it's a classic cliche, but it reinforces the point when someone like Guardiola says it. Essentially, you've got to win by playing a bit scrappy and not pretty sometimes, you know. But a wonderful way to finish, of course. And Southampton, they did have their chances, though. They did have their chances, which again is encouraging for other teams. Mm. I don't know if it'll encourage David Moyes, because obviously West Ham are off to Manchester City next. Goodness knows what's going to happen there. But Guardiola, shouting encouragement? or positivity at Nathan Redmond?
Weird, wasn't it? Because Guardiola is a funny one. When we've learned he's a bit of a, you know, unexpected weirdo, as we've been saying for a while now.
Yeah.
But he just seemed so sort of drained of emotion in that post-match interview when he was being asked about what he was barking at Nathan Redmond. It just sounded like he was making it up, didn't he? It's like he can't remember it. Like he went into some sort of fugue state and was just trying to wing it. It was like, yeah, I was encouraging him.
But Redmond's reaction would suggest that's true.
Yeah.
Because Redmond didn't seem annoyed and did that thing where he put his hand over the mouth.
Yeah.
And said,
can I come and play with you? Yeah. I'm very affordable.
I'll sit on the bench.
Yeah.
I will be your Jack Rodwell.
But a lot of people are kind of going, oh, you know, that's pretty big of like Pep to kind of coach somebody else's player.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it? Yeah, that's
it's very Shakespearean. Topping another man's yule.
Yeah.
Not having that. That's not right.
I like it, though. I love the fact that Guardiola loves football that much that he finds it almost unpalatable that an opposition player wouldn't play that well. Most managers would be like, oh, thanks for having an off game, mate. Yeah,
thank God the whistle's gone. I've been dying to coach you all game. He's saying he can't help himself.
He really is such a scholar of the game, isn't he?
Give me your phone number.
And he also, he mentioned Bufal as well, didn't he? So dishing out compliments all over the place.
I know, yeah. He's really settled to this whole business, hasn't he?
Well, if you fancy Man City winning 4-0 against West Ham, I've gone for. We're Bet365. It's 15-2. £10 returning you £85, including your stake. I fancy a few goals in this one.
Just the four, Peter.
Just the four.
All right.
I thought, shall I go for five? No, four. I think four is enough.
All right.
Four is enough to see that hangdog David Moyes expression once again.
poor old Moyes here. 2 4-0s in a row, you reckon?
Yep.
Oh, West Ham. They were hammered by Everton.
Yeah. I've heard the pain in your voice there, mate, where you didn't want to make that pun, but they're sort of making you, aren't they?
Yeah.
That was unintentional, Jim.
It bubbled up inside, Jim.
Yeah. And mate, obviously, a lot of people I went to school with supported West Ham, and they were all just sick of the headline, hammered.
Yeah. Do you think David Moyes needs to iron out some of the creases?
There we are.
There is another one, you see.
Yeah.
Up the iron.
West Ham and BNP, where you're from, isn't it, Jim?
Let's not get political now. Come on. Luke's not here.
No, let's.
All right. Go on, then.
All right. Got a few things to say.
Put the drink down.
Go on.
Well, was it just the mere presence of new Everton
benefit
manager?
Benefit freezes.
And
Gordon Bennett.
Big Sam. He's got a job, so he's not going down job seekers allowance
anymore.
Yeah,
he does.
But was it just the mere presence of having another British citizen watching in the stands?
And that is exactly how you should present. You should say the word citizen.
another subject to the Queen, of course, is in the Premier League. It's Big Sam.
It would have been an inspiration to the local boys and also the foreigners in the Everton team.
Yeah. Is that why, if you read the news today, migration stats have fallen after Brexit and presumably Big Sam's little speech about British managers?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I can't believe Allardyce has gone there. You know, it just...
Why not? Do you think Everton would have gone for somebody else?
Well, I just figure, like, with
they couldn't
distancing get Marcus himself from it so early on, like, it just seems like so... I know we've said this over and over again, but it's an odd fit, and it's Everton going, all right, we are really in some trouble now, and we need to dig a way out of it. Right. Like, again, it's not a long-term plan, is
The season's
it?
A right
Allardyce
off.
Is doing a sort of, like, farewell tour almost at the moment, isn't he? Well, it's like he's trying to manage every club outside the top six.
But I think, in many ways, I think his reticence early on was the fact that I think they were only offering, like, a six-monther.
Right.
And like the West Ham Moyes sort of situation, which Moyes is only too happy to grab with both hands, I think Sam was like, no, I've been the England manager. I can, I've managed Palace. I think I can probably get a little bit more time. So I think that was the situation there. But why would you give Sam more than 6 months is the question.
Well, they might not. They might, who knows what the ins and outs of that contract are. But Sam Allardyce, you know, an Everton fan I was talking to the other day, a friend of mine said, he feels like the season's just a bit of a write-off now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not Allardyce's fault. No, of course not. You know, he's come in and the sad reality for that club is having spent all that money, you now need someone to come in and make sure that they don't get relegated or they're not in a relegation scrap, because that would be absolutely ridiculous. You need to make that club a little bit more viable because in the summer, if they do fancy shuffling the pack a bit and saying to Sam Allardyce, you know, that thanks very much, cheers, and then getting someone else in. You don't want a guy, you don't want to try and convince somebody from the continent, perhaps, to say, oh, no, 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 I know we finished 16th this year, but we, you know, we're ambitious and with this, that, and the other. I think it's. I mean, going back to Big Sam, what he said about sort of British managers and so on in that pathetic interview he did with you know, exiled Keys and Gray.
Are they exiled, though?
Oi, wheeled aside, Jim.
Has football moved on, Marcus?
It's absolutely ridiculous. Again, I refer you to that Rory Smith article in the New York Times when he says that old British managers are the ones who are getting in the way of young British managers. But what I am enjoying, though, is the fact that Sammy Lee is going to go with him, ex-Liverpool.
Oh, Sammy yes. Lee. Because Sam don't care.
and the fans aren't happy about this, some of the Evertonians.
Really?
Yeah. Not happy at all.
Well, I mean, he obviously played for Liverpool and had a, you know, coaching spells there as well. So he's, you know, very much
leaping over
through,
them hoardings.
But it was good for David Unsworth to sign off with an impressive win.
It was nice to see.
I don't think anyone begrudge him that.
But he wasn't really given the credit for it, though. Was it? Because everyone was Allardyce make you play Rudy?
Oh, yeah. That was incredibly disrespectful from, I think, the Match of the Day cameras. He went, no, 10 minutes. Yeah, I had 10 minutes.
Only saw him for half an hour.
I wish you'd have said, yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you, you pricks?
Yeah, great hat trick from Rooney, obviously, as any hat trick apart from the Australian one the other week was. He had an axe. I love the nonchalance of that header after it had been saved.
Yeah,
from the big I am. It was very Joe good. Hart, and that third one. Oh,
Rooney said it was one of, if not the best goal he's ever scored.
I mean,
it was
certainly just going on his highlight reel, wasn't it?
It was stunning, absolutely stunning.
The precision of it.
It's rare that you see kind of lob, and it wasn't really a lob to us. It's just a raked shot from
it was
that
a 58 yarder.
Laces. How do you hit a ball that hard and so true?
It's gorgeous. Actually, I nearly jumped through my roof when I saw that. I couldn't believe
it. But it didn't bend. Like, you'd expect to put your foot through like that. You expect a bit more bend, and it'd actually be lucky for it to end up where it is. It was just precision.
It was so close to hitting the referee. Yeah.
Yes, the ref jumped out of the way.
So close. And then,
enemy of football.
That's it, he would have been.
Og Bonner as well.
trying to handle it.
Why not? Yeah,
it makes it even more impressive.
Yeah, the whole thing. So it's like an assault course you have to get through. Just brilliant.
it was great. And that goal and that hat trick will give yet more leverage for the tabloids to call for his inclusion next summer.
Yeah, and Marcus Speller as well. Let's be honest.
No, I don't know if I'm on board with that. To be honest,
we'll see.
Let's
track the progression of this through the season.
I do get giddy though.
You
in
do.
The months
we all do.
I'm
mate.
Already
we'll
giddy
be with you.
I'm as giddy as my aunt. Damn it all. But yeah, good for Unsworth or Unzi, as David Moyes was calling him ahead of the match.
Manzo.
Yeah, and
do me a favour, Unzi.
David, Unsworth or Unzi said of Allardyce's appointment. He said the new manager needs time, patience, support, and backing. And they will get all of that from me.
Time, love, and tenderness.
I thought, you can't give him time.
No.
David Unsworth handing out the time.
Does not have time.
No, he certainly does
all
not.
All father time.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. But it was one of those nights for Everton where everything just happened to the point of Pickford saved a penalty as well. And it was an emphatic save.
It was decisive. You know when you see a keeper decide and go, yep, that's paid off massively.
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they just seemed to click, didn't they? It was just lovely, free-flowing football on the deck that I would imagine is being dismantled at the training ground right now. Right, no, none of this. None of this foreign
none of
muck.
None of that. None of that.
Oh, dear. Well, Everton themselves are at home to Huddersfield on Saturday.
Yeah, and if you fancy them continuing that home result, that home form against West Ham, Everton are 8-13 with Bet365 to defeat Huddersfield at home. £10 returning, £16.15 including your stake. So, favourites, you'd say.
I reckon Huddersfield might be looking at a bit of trouble now. I think they're sort of the buoyancy they had when they first came out is running away, because you start getting spanked. I know they had a great result against City. Not a great result, but a great performance. But, you know, starts to knock confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah. It'd be quite funny if they were celebrating after a 2-1.
Yeah.
Considering what happened to everybody else. Right, ladies and gentlemen, he's fired up the machine, and now it's time for correspondence with Peatles.
I do have some correspondence, Marcus. It's very important that I get these out.
Do so.
showatthefootballramble.com if you want to get involved. Hello to Sam Ashley. Hi, Ramblers. It's a highlight of the week, but I'm putting this in here because Jim doesn't have access to these. My highlight of the week is going for a quick wee during the Arsenal game and missing 3 goals in 5 minutes. Oh. I feel I am fully responsible for all the goals because of this, so Arsenal fans can thank me for that.
I wonder if someone went for an unfortunate toilet break, a Liverpool fan in the away end. Not necessarily the away end, but Istanbul in the European Champions League.
I mean, yeah, what, for probably like the whole half?
No, just what, really he just quickly, said he missed three goals in 5 minutes.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
So,
like 14 minutes, wasn't it, where Liverpool scored their three?
No, it was five.
Was it five? Was it really?
Oh, five or six, yeah, it was very quick.
Yeah. I mean, that's a poo. That's a poo, if anything.
Probability would state some unfortunate person probably did end up in that situation.
A mate of mine once went to watch West Ham away. I can't remember where it was. And he was in the loo. And I think maybe West Ham won the game 1-0. And he was having a whittle next to this very Cockney gentleman. And all you heard was the West Ham fans celebrate as they were in the toilet. And it had been a nothing game. And they'd just missed the only kind of moment in the game to shout about. And the old bloke next to him turned around to him and just went, "Here's your fucking luck."
Last year's Champions League final, I was urinating while watching the pitch, watching the action.
Yeah, you can do that part
from a toilet where you can see it, though.
Yeah.
We should point that out.
Check this out, Ronaldo. Look what I can do. Oh, dear. John, Carlisle United fan. Sam Allardyce has been offered £6 million for the Everton, John. That's a £1 million salary, presumably, and £5 million to sack Duncan Ferguson. P.S. I hate Allardyce because he was critical of Carlisle following a game in 1995. I was in bed with flu and had to listen to the balloon head saying how big teams like Blackpool should be beating crappy little teams like ours. It might have taken 22 years, but I laughed my knob off when he got the mallet from the England position.
Got the mallet.
He's winning, isn't he? Because he's holding a grudge, an unnecessary grudge, and his knob's fallen off because he laughed so much.
That's going to take years off your life, mate.
Hello to Andrew, who's got a harrowing tale, it has to be said. Dear the Football Ramble, the listener's tale on Monday short of, remember when everything went crazy in Soho and everyone thought that there was
an Oxford Circus.
Nothing happened. Ollie Mers, etc. said to the track of the Football Ramble, reminded me of my own Ramble-themed horror. Around 2009/2010, I was working in Durham, North Carolina. The other Durham, without the famous cathedral. Mm. I lived not far from work, so would sometimes get up early and walk 20 minutes to work. Usually, I would see no one else the entire time and was free to listen to podcasts as I wished. One morning, as I walked, listening to the latest Ramble episode, I noticed a car parked at an intersection. As I got nearer, a guy got out and approached me. My genuine first thought was that he'd broken down and needed some help. He started talking to me, but I was still listening to you guys. I took an earbud out and asked him how I could help. It turns out the best way for me to help him was to provide him with a head to aim his gun at.
Whoa.
I could also help him by giving him everything I had on me. I duly obliged. One problem is, I didn't have that much on me. Less than $10 in my wallet, a bag of coffee in my bag. It was early and I knew we were out in the office. And of course, my Football Ramble that was still merrily playing away. This was even before smartphones had become so widespread, so even that was playing on a crappy old MP3 player. He was not happy to have wasted his prime mugging opportunity on such a lackluster haul. I thought this was it. Luckily, at that point, a truck came down the road. He pushed me into the bushes, told me to stay down and legged it. The police never caught him, but I think that the one good thing to come out of this ordeal that is that he listened to what I was playing when he got back in his car, and you guys got one more subscriber.
Bloody hell.
Durham is quite a nice place, really, and you should go there, even if you are mugged.
What a harrowing story.
Yeah. Oh,
but, you know, all listeners are welcome.
I know.
You've got to think outside the box,
if you are the man who mugged Andrew with a gun,
get in touch. You're an absolute disgrace.
No.
He is.
He's championing our cause in a way.
Yeah.
What, the bloke who mugged him?
Well, we don't know that he didn't subscribe and tell his mates.
Yeah. Maybe we reformed him.
Stop judging people.
Yeah.
Judgy.
Let's go. Judge, let ye be judged, sunshine.
Let's go a break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Guys, we have a problem. The boss said that a new devil is arriving.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. It's a podcast of two halves. This is a totally different half to the last one. Certainly the way it ended. Manchester United and Watford, they played an entertaining game, didn't they?
Certainly did.
That's the stuff. Ashley Young, very much enjoying scoring against the former club of his. And why not?
Yeah, it feels forever ago that he was at Watford,
doesn't it? It does, yeah. But I like it when a player celebrates against his old team.
Absolutely. Yeah, very much so.
But he's not celebrating against his old team. He's celebrating for his current team.
Absolutely. Yeah. Completely agreed. And it's
a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
And he doesn't owe them anything.
I forgot he played for them.
Two brilliant goals.
They did develop him, I suppose. Go on, Jim.
I'm really enjoying the Ashley Young
Oh, the free kick!
Because you know, people forget what a good player he was. Like, players become a lightning rod quite often at a club. Whereas, like, you've got like your punchline supposed donkey player, and I don't think it's quite that bad for Young. But he's very much a forgotten man, where people just think he's sort of nicking a living. But you know, he clearly he's just had a lot in his locker. He's played for England. He was very good for Villa and Watford.
He took a long. I remember, like, it was two seasons ago. Where he just every time he was on the pitch, he just stank up the place.
Yeah.
And maybe he just took a little bit of time to get used to his new position. I don't know, but it's just I mean, he looks at a completely different proposition.
He makes a fair point, Ashley Young, when he said all the Manchester United managers they've had in the last few years have used him, and it is a fair point. He's a very, very handy player, and you're right, Jim. I think or we had forgotten about him.
Do you know that bit where you were really unsuccessful? You've used me.
I contributed to that lack of success.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you know you're right. He changed position. He was quite a dynamic winger, and he's been pushed further back to full back. But he's now a kind of a sort of a wing back, isn't he? And he's still got a great delivery. And a decent shot. I mean, he hasn't scored too many goals, so it was good for him to get on the score sheet there. But he could be on the England jet.
You reckon?
Summer.
I think that's probably extreme.
Why is that?
I think there are probably better players that will get in ahead of him.
Well, he was in the squad for Germany and Brazil and featured against Brazil.
Fair.
You know, he is a handy player to have, a bit of experience. He was the oldest member in the squad at 32, which is interesting.
Waffly versatile.
Yeah.
PS-esque.
Simon Cowell was in attendance at Vicarage Road.
What was that about then?
Don't know.
Is he a big Watford fan? What's going on? Friend of Elton? What's going on?
Yeah, it's got to be that.
It's got to be that. It's almost
be that. Almost certainly that.
Maybe he's just, you know, going down to heckle.
It's very true. With Lukaku not scoring as much as he did earlier this season, is it time for Ibrahimovic to come in and show him how it's done?
I imagine we're not far off seeing that, yeah.
We're not far off seeing... Well, actually, we've already seen some of the Ibra versus Lukaku headlines. Where it's like, well, as soon as Ibra comes on the field, he goes, go left! Go and play on the left! Get out of the way!
Yeah, go in the corner.
Big Dad's here.
Go in the corner and think about all the chances you've missed.
Daddy's home too. Get out.
Rio Ferdinand seems to think that it could be a factor in Lukaku's drop-off in performance.
What, the spectre of Zlatan looming above
indeed,
him?
Yeah, because some players... I mean, I would say Lukaku maybe dropped off a little bit before Ibrahimovic started sitting on the bench again, but it's an interesting point of view. I mean, he scored the other week, obviously, Lukaku, but his lack of goal, I mean, he missed a few chances, but it is a shame for him at the moment, because the way he started the season, you thought, this guy's going to be top scorer.
Yeah, but is it worth, you know, taking a moment to reflect on Pogba's absence, meaning that United played quite a different game, so Lukaku didn't maybe have as many chances as he would have done in the early part of the season, where they were just ripping teams apart.
Yeah, true, but I mean, his performance can't be that heavily reliant on one particular player,
fair.
And they do have other players in that midfield that could work. Although they might be without Fellaini and Matic against Arsenal, so they could be a little bit light in midfield. So you never know. But speaking of Pogba,
Juz is very worried about Fellaini leaving.
Yeah, well, he should be.
He loves it too. He's plan B and C.
You'll need another wrecking ball from somewhere, won't he? Kurt Zouma is Andy Carroll.
Imagine that. Andy Carroll is United's defensive midfielder.
Can see that working. Reinvent himself. Speaking of Pogba, Kurt Zouma on loan at Stoke, of course, he said that Paul Pogba is so competitive that he once banished him from his house because old Kurt beat him at a game of cards. And I love the quote from Zouma. It's so kind of innocent.
This is like a sitcom. This is it's like a punchline from a sitcom. Read it out, Marcus. It's wonderful.
I went to his house and beat him. He was so angry and told me not to come round anymore. I said, my friend, please, it's only Uno we're talking about.
Uno!
I love that so much. It's so adorable. The thought of these millionaire athletes just sitting around playing Uno.
A £2.99 99 Travel Uno that he got from a service station.
Yeah, presumably he couldn't find Past the Pigs. That's why they were playing Uno.
Could even have won it in a fancy Christmas cracker.
Secret Santa.
Yeah.
He's absolutely glorious. Oh. But I do like that. They want to win these people, and so they should, these footballers.
Yeah, but you sort of imagine them playing poker with cigars and, you know.
Yeah.
And like, really expensive tequila.
Plenty of time for that. Plenty of time for that. Manchester United away to Arsenal on Saturday, of course. Arsenal got themselves another great win in the Premier League, putting Huddersfield to the sword eventually.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I say eventually
loads
because
of swords. Yeah. Death by five cuts.
Well, it wasn't always as straightforward as the scoreline suggested.
No.
But still, you can't argue too much with a 5-0 win.
Very much so. This is why I worry for Huddersfield looking at that performance, because, you know, it was spirited display up to a point, but once Arsenal sort of, you know, moved into that other gear they have, they just looked a little shell-shocked. The fifth goal was a great example. They just knew they were getting battered at that point.
Do you think David Wagner had stars in his eyes? Because he said before the match he was really looking forward to coming up against Arsenal and meeting living legend Arsene Wenger.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, that is a huge, huge difference, isn't it, in the Premier League? You get these massive sort of, you know, high-profile games, places like the Emirates and Old Trafford and wherever, which, the, you know, Huddersfield's players won't be used to.
But he was talking about himself. He wasn't talking about his players. Wagner was going,
you know, that's going to translate, right?
Well, possibly, but I just found the comments quite interesting. He was saying everyone in Germany is aware of Wenger's work. You know, he's an absolutely living legend. And then he said,
I want to go to Pyebury Corner.
Yeah. When he said,
can I meet the dinosaur? Where's the dinosaur?
Yeah, it was like they were just having an outing. But you're right, maybe that does filter down to the players. You know, if he's going, this is going to be great. Yeah, I've always wanted to meet Wenger. Shouldn't meet your heroes by the looks of that.
Because they'll batter you.
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
That's what we've learned.
He said that it was an exciting prospect playing the match, you know, a night game under the floodlights and so on. And I thought, this is strange.
Have you won a competition, David?
Wagner and
Scott
Wenger.
Bakula. Scott Bakula.
Wow.
He's Quantum Leap. Oh, boy, he's just jumped into Wagner's body. And now he's got a take on a Premier League giant.
All right, I don't quite get all those references.
Well, you watch Quantum Leap.
Yeah, I remember it, but I don't see what it's got to do with this, Jim.
Well, he's jumped
just
into his body.
Of the exact plot of every
whimsical,
episode,
mate.
All right, and then apply it to this example.
All right, then. Wenger and Wagner. There's no difference.
Pete and I aren't the weirdos here. It's rare I say that.
Literal speller over there.
Right, that's enough. Arsenal, though, are they turning a corner, Jim? Petr Cech believes they've turned a corner and can fight for the title.
We will turn round again, won't we? And go back round the corner. That's what we do.
It is very cylindrical, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't trust that. I think, you know, one of the advantages Arsenal have had this season is people kind of underestimating them a little bit because of falling out of the top four. People think, aha, Arsenal are a spent force and a busted flush and they do calamitous things all the time. And people forget, as we said before, they're a very good footballing side. They can do this to teams. They can demolish teams.
They're back in the top four.
Capable of getting good results, yes. Yeah. So I think certainly things aren't as bad as people were making out at the start of the season. I think they can certainly push for a decent finish within the top four. But I think the title, no.
They're playing some fantastic stuff inside the 18-yard box. They're like, there's kind of really, there's triangles everywhere. Love it.
There we
are. Man City-esque.
Indeed, yeah. Well, they're three places in the league above Spurs, of course.
I don't know who that is. I don't think about other teams.
And they were beaten by Leicester City.
They were, with two absolute screamers.
Jamie Vardy. Wouldn't call it a screamer.
No, not that one. All right, that's fair.
A whistler.
What would you call that?
Oh, delish.
A delish.
A goal.
Just a goal, Jim. Just a goal, Jim. Yeah. No simile or metaphor with that, man. Just a goal.
Come on, you silly sod. Riyad Mahrez, he scored a lovely one as well.
He did indeed. They're back. The boys are back.
Yeah.
Vardy and Mahrez.
Jamie Vardy's having another party. It's a little more subdued. They've all grown a little bit. They've learned.
Yeah,
it's not quite as rowdy, but it's still a party.
Indeed, they're like the Blues Brothers and that, because there's two of them and they're really good and they wear hats.
That works. They don't wear hats.
Marcus, come on.
Stop resenting us. There's only two of us left.
Strange man. Are you Scott Bakula?
Oh, got to do the ramble. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What about Claude Puel, eh?
Yeah.
He's had a good impact at Leicester City so far.
I'm amazed that his reputation was so bad after he did so well with Southampton. I never understood it. It's a smart appointment and it's paying off.
I mean, Spurs had their chances. You know, he could have gone either way, but they're now in seventh. And it's not going so well at the moment with Poch's boys. But Leicester City, they're on ninth. They're on 17 points, a fair few behind Spurs, of course. They've had a lot of difficult games this season so far. And with Puel making them a bit better, I just wonder if we'll see them significantly improve in the coming months. Maybe even challenge for sort of Europa League. Do we see them going that way?
Yeah, I certainly see like the ability within that team, because Jamie Vardy's having a very good season amongst the confusing season that they've had. Riyad Mahrez, his form is patchy, but it's certainly he looks more like the player from two seasons ago than the player from last season at the moment, I would say.
And Ben Arfa's waiting in the wings to join, of course, apparently.
That will,
is he?
Yeah, well,
he's universally unloved at his current team, but apparently he's either Leicester or West Ham.
Always, that's Leicester always, or West Ham. Take that as red.
So if you can have a Ben Arfa and a Mahrez together.
West Ham. I mean, West Ham. That's what they need.
It's Ben Arfa.
It's in London.
Absolutely.
He'll want that more than Leicester.
Regardless of what happens on the pitch, he won't even look.
That is absolutely... Can you imagine that?
David Moyes trying
make
to
make it happen.
David Moyes trying to get performances out of Ben Arfa to save West Ham.
Yeah.
We're probably going to go down, Ben. Is it Ben? No, it's Hatton. Whatever, mate. We're probably going to go down, so just enjoy yourself.
It's a strange situation. Much like former Spurs manager Andrei Villas-Boas has quit his managerial job at Shanghai SIPG so he can compete in the Dakar Rally in 2018.
All that money. He's become a playboy.
He has.
I mean, I think he's still only 40, so he can get back in to the managerial game.
Not quite a midlife crisis if you do that, is it? It's not Phil Brown, Harley Davidson, across America, is it?
Yeah. Well,
he's chinning off £11 million a year. That's what he got in China.
He must love it.
Yeah, but he has earned that money.
He has taken it,
That's fair. Yeah, that's what he's doing with it.
He's apparently a motorsport enthusiast, and he needs roughly a year's preparation for the 15-day rally, starting in Peru and finishing in Argentina. So he's quitting football for a little while. Yeah. I quite like that.
better be careful he doesn't find Tim Sherwood messing with his car.
Do you think Phil Brown will get involved in his motorbike?
I hope so. Well, no, I hope not, because that would be a terrible idea.
I do feel
he would hurt himself.
Maybe like he'll be taken on the rally and then suddenly Frank Lampard and Ashley Cole will ruin it for him somehow.
He'll be co-driver. Yeah, we've got you a map reader.
It's Ashley Cole. He's thrown the clipboard out the window because he hates you. And he wants to ruin your life.
Mm. That would be amusing for us, but not for Andre, of course. But back to Leicester City. They're playing Burnley at the weekend, who themselves won the Eddie Howe derby midweek. Mm. Burnley are in sixth on 25 points, just one behind Liverpool.
Killing it.
They've only scored 14 goals in 14 league games, but they've only conceded 11. And Manchester United and Manchester City are the only two clubs that have conceded less than them.
That's amazing. Do you think that those are interesting stats? Do you think that they can keep up the form they're in? Because you would think with scoring that few goals, sooner or later something's going to give there.
Well, that's it, isn't it? But if you're that tight defensively, then you should be okay. But with I think they've signed quite well. I mean, Robbie Brady scored a great goal.
Yeah.
With someone like Chris Wood, he's quite a canny operator, and he's taken to the Premier League, you know, fairly well compared to a lot of other Championship strikers. They do have a few goals in the team. You know, Hendrick comes up with one. But it is all about just keeping it so tight. He set out his stall. We know what Burnley are going to do. They've only conceded 11, as we say. That is what they're doing. And I think the goals dry up, they've not got that many anyway. They start conceding.
But that's the thing, though, isn't it? Like, you need to keep a tight defence. But to get to that next level and actually really cement yourself as a Premier League side, you just need to throw a lot of money at goals, basically, don't you? If you've got an organised defence, you're kind of halfway there. So
yeah, but look, they've already got 25 points, and we're not. Before December, they've got 25 points. Wonderful achievement so far.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Leicester do have Burnley at home at the weekend, as you said. 8-11. It's 8-11 with Bet365. £10 returning you. £17.27, including your stake. So let's have a bit of that, then.
Indeed. Sean Dyche wants to see wider use of retrospective bans for diving, with action taken for any diving taking place, anywhere on the pitch. Now, obviously, we spoke last time that retrospective diving bans and so on and whatnot are used if it's a penalty incident or a red card. So if there was something big came from the dive, then it's looked at. If he's saying every decision,
that's
a lot of work.
But if players are steaming in and playing dangerously, then that person needs to, they have to be punished at the same time, which I presumably would have been if, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, the whole
point. It's unworkable, Sean.
But the whole point of it is to deter it, isn't it? So give it a while yet. And see if it works before you go full on.
I think Sean would like retrospective bans on goalkeepers so they can score some more goals.
Yeah.
I think that's how it should work.
I think you're being very silly.
Indeed you are. What's our best bet with Bet365?
Well, our best bet of 365 is an interesting one today. David Airy. Hello, David. Thank you very much for getting involved this time around. It's time to celebrate two young English managers breaking the mould and getting a chance to manage in the Premier League. My bet of the week entry is for... West Bromwich Albion new boy Alan Pardew to get a win over his beloved Eagles, and Big Super Sam to come through a sticky tie against Huddersfield and claim all 3 points. In summary, West Bromwich Albion to beat Crystal Palace and Everton to beat Huddersfield. That's 2.83-1 with Bet365. £50 returning, £191.82, including your stake, which in this case is £50. All proceeds going to Prostate Cancer UK. You must be over the age of 18 to bet, remember, and do gamble responsibly. BeGambleAware.org for more information on responsible gambling. So good luck, David.
David. Good
David,
luck to
good
you.
Good luck, David.
Now, let's look ahead to the weekend with Jimmy, baby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We start off with a fantastically named Hart Eli Fawkes, who says he's looking forward to Big Sam getting stuck into a cup of Scouse gravy at my beloved Everton.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Max Ferguson offered similar sentiments, but accompanied by a picture of Sam in a canoe floating down a river of gravy in a big mashed potato landscape.
Which I'm not sure I endorse this fat shaming, but I'll go with it.
Well, do you or don't you?
It makes me just think of gravy, and I'm hungry now.
This is great. I'm hungry too.
Shall we go and get some gravy?
Yeah,
get
let's
a roast?
Get some gravy.
Let's go
to Pyebrick Corner.
Yes!
Not far. Michael Taylor says, Paul Clement coaching Renato Sanchez to pass to an advertising hoarding. You'd never see a foreign manager being that creative. Did we see that?
I did, yeah.
It was absolutely wonderful. I think Danny Murphy made the point on Match of the Day that it's, you know, he's seen the red of the advertising hoarding, thought it was a teammate, but no, it was simply a logo.
He's having a bad old time, Renato Sanchez. I hope he can get that. I hope he can turn it around, because...
Me too.
So if guy's won the European Championships, for crying out loud, I had the world at his feet, and he's playing badly for Swansea City.
Yeah, tough place to be at the moment. Sean O'Shea says, Big Sam, Craig Shakespeare and Sammy Lee on the same bench. Three men who know their way around a Toby Carvery. What do you think about that, Pete?
Yeah, but I know my way around a Toby Carvery.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I reckon they'd have a better system than you. If all four of you men are in a Toby Carvery, you're fourth in that queue.
They'd have
they
a
know
more,
tricks.
They'd have a more comprehensive system. But actually, one little trick I made...
All meats.
Yeah. No, that's where you're wrong, Jim. You don't do that. That's just my little Toby Carvery trick. You see, if you go all the meats... There's three meats, isn't there? There's chicken, there's ham, there's beef. Okay? If you say, oh, I'll have a bit of everything, you get a small bit of everything. So pick out your favourite one and your second favourite one. Make peace with the fact that your third favourite is not going to be there.
Do you think in any carvery in the world, Big Sam can't walk in and just demand he has as much of each meat as he wants?
All right, well, I'm talking to my fellow mere mortals here. But always say, oh, I'll just have... ham would be my favourite one of the three. I say, oh, just ham, please. So you get a lot of ham. And then as you're about to move, and go, oh, hey, actually, could I get a bit of beef as well?
Right,
and
okay.
Then they give you a little sneaky. That's, yeah, that's my
sneaky
technique.
Sneaky beefster.
Yeah.
Sneaky beefster, Marcus Bella.
Sneaky beefy.
James Edrupt says he's looking forward to Man City hitting double digits against West Ham. And Edward Mansey says, not conceding a double digit number of goals away at City. Come on, you Irons. Very, very optimistic. Well, maybe not, but we'll see. Sam Juan Moore. Got to be the World Cup draw, as Marcus predicts we'll top our group consisting of Germany, Brazil and Russia. Cool guy emoji.
Well, that can't happen, can it? You can't get those three.
Who knows?
No, well, you can't, Jim. Well, I know. You can't. They're all in pot one.
Cynical today.
No, that's factual. Brazil, Germany and Russia are all in pot one.
Well, you know, bring it up with him.
I do know.
Bring it up after the draw has happened, God, Marcus.
The last word has to go to Hayden Norton, who simply posted a gif of Alan Pardew dancing.
There we go. I'm not entertaining any more naughty stories about Alan Pardew on the emails, all right? It's just not happening,
Stop
all right?
Stop doing that hand gesture.
It's not worth us getting in trouble, all right? So stop sending them. We've all got an Alan Pardew out on the town story, all right?
What's yours?
I haven't actually. I went to Crystal's once.
Oh, did you? What, in search of him?
He's not there.
In search of Alan.
Do you think they've taken a while to announce him because they've got to build the nightclub on the side of the hall before he'll accept the job?
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's definitely it. I liked his comment about, or his quote about saying, you know, Tony Pulis and I, obviously we like to win. I just like to do it in a different way to him.
Oh.
My team's playing on the front foot.
Oh. For a bit.
Yeah.
Was
it Andros Townsend's father who posted on Instagram or Twitter saying the man won, what was it, 4 or 6 league games in a calendar year, and now he's got another Premier League job? I despair.
Magic.
But we don't, mate.
I always like the Townsends.
We don't.
Apart from Andy.
Townsend. Yeah. not for me, Clive.
And Pete, actually. I dislike a lot of Townsends, turns out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you just remembering some from your youth that you don't want to libel now? You got that misty-eyed, raging look that you get sometimes?
I like the Town End, the Hartlepool United stand, the Town End.
Marcus, can you
put a bullet in this, please.
That's unfortunate.
Thank you very much.
That email we had earlier on.
Thank you very much. Oh, Gordon, bloody Ben. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. Oh, it's time to go. Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Petey.
Bang, bang, bye.
Bye from...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.